Hello, Mighty Warrior. I want you to be brutally honest with yourself for just 1 minute. When you hear the word sex, does it make you feel excitement or shame? Do you think God or guilt? Does sex make you think of ways to draw closer to your wife or how to hide your sins from your wife? Does sex make you think about purity or porn? Love or lust? When it comes to sex, lust, or porn, most men, or maybe you, struggle with walking in sexual purity and integrity. And you've tried everything you can think of to control the urge to watch porn, lust after women, or masturbate. Things like adding filters to your computer and your smartphone. Getting counseling. Attending recovery groups. Praying and fasting. Abstaining from social media. And believe it or not, even getting married. And many of these things do work as a short-term solution. But it doesn't get to the root of a man's real problem. His identity and his authority in Christ. Now, as a born-again Christian who's also a 15-year recovering porn and sex addict, I knew there had to be a better, long-term solution to man's lifelong battle with lust and porn. And we found it. It's our one-on-one private Life Over Lust 30-day intervention. It's a unique, personalized, intensive program where I virtually walk side-by-side with you in sexual integrity for 30 days. That's right, for 30 consecutive days. I will do life with you by intentionally, strategically, and methodically taking you through a proven structured process to help you break free from sexual sin. However, because of the highly personalized nature of this program and my time commitment, there is a cost, and it's not cheap. And I can only take on 2 men at a time. No more, no exceptions. And you have to complete an application and be accepted first before I can take you on as a client. Now, I know this program isn't for everyone, and every man won't be able to participate. But if you're tired of losing a battle with lust, getting punked by porn, and surrendering to sexual temptation, personally email me at joe@realmenconnect.com to request an application and an interview. That's Joe, J-O-E, at realmenconnect.com. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men lose their egos, not their temper. Let me repeat that. Real men lose their egos, not their temper. Now, let me ask you a question. Are you easily angered? Easily annoyed? Do you find your patience running paper thin? Well, don't beat yourself up over it. I find myself in the same boat with you. I pray for patience, and I usually get more frustration than patience. Now, the Bible says in James 1:19, that we should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God requires. Now, I don't know about you, but I find this easier said than done. Because what do you do when it seems like the whole world, including your family, is conspiring against you to get on your last nerve? Hey, I'm just trying to keep it real. Now, what do you do when it seems like you're always asking God to forgive you for the last outburst that you had? And for that time you lost it when you felt you were being disrespected by the store clerk, that repairman, customer service rep, or even your wife or teenager. What do? Well, you ask God for wisdom and you rely on his strength, not yours, to keep your peace when you're trying to prove your point. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I struggle with this. It's almost an everyday battle for me. But each and every week, I truly believe I'm growing and I'm going more of the way of the peaceful warrior instead of the ticked off tyrant. How about you? Now, I cried out to God because the last thing I ever wanted to do is misrepresent him as one of his ambassadors. Now, as Christian men, we're called to show we are his disciples based on our love for one another. But it's hard to do that sometimes when people are getting on your nerves like they're getting paid for it or something. But God revealed a simple truth that gave me some hope from being set free from the bondage of anger, annoyance, and frustration. Want to hear it? See, he showed me that my anger, annoyance, and frustration were a result, and check this out, of my expectations. Let me say that again. He showed me that my anger, annoyance, and frustration were a result of my expectations. Now, let me put that another way. The Holy Spirit showed me that my disappointment, agitation, and frustration are rooted in my unrealistic expectations of others. Ouch. He said, Joe, if you control your expectations of others, you will subdue your frustration with others. Now, accepting this hasn't been easy, but it has been effective. Think about it. We expect people, including our wife, children, and friends, more often than not, to do what we expect them to do. Act the way we expect them to act, say what we expect them to say, respond the way we expect them to respond, or even feel the way we expect them to feel. Now, on the surface, that sounds crazy, but that's exactly what we do. Now, can't you see how this is a recipe for disaster? We can't control the actions, thoughts, and feelings of other people. God has only given us control over our own. And I believe God allows us to have conflict with others to bring us to spiritual maturity. And if you find yourself angry or easily offended by most people most of the time, it's because you're not learning the lesson. So what do? I think you already know. We need to release others from the bondage of our expectations. And we need to ask God to create in us a pure heart and renew a right spirit in us so we can extend the same grace and mercy to others that God extends to us when we fail to meet His expectations. When it comes to people, we always expect the best out of them, but we need to be prepared for the worst that comes from them. Now, I hope that makes sense. See, unrealistic expectations are expectations that don't give people room for error. It's expecting your standard of perfection, and that's not fair to anyone. As loving as Jesus was, even He knew not to trust the heart of man. He knew what was inside of His disciples, but He never gave up on them, and He didn't allow Himself to be angered by His disciples, which is incredible because sometimes I get angry just reading about the disciples. Y'all need to pray for me, okay? But we can't let go of our anger, frustration, and disappointment in people until we lose our ego, not our temper. Like I said before, it won't be easy, but it definitely will be effective in showing the love of Christ to others. Give it a shot this week and see what happens for you. So that's the Real Men Check-In for today. I hope it blessed you, and I hope you found it helpful. Please share this episode with others, and don't miss our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. Also, I love reading podcast reviews from our listeners, and here's one of them. Now, I don't know who this one came from, but it says, Joe Martin has given me a link to the powerful stories of real men. There isn't anything as impactful as hearing the story of another man who has faced the same struggles and trials that I face. These men are overcoming those challenges through authentic relationships with Jesus and in the company of other men. Thanks, Joe. Your interviews are now a regular part of my goal to be the man Jesus wants me to be. Wow, I love hearing reviews like that. And guys, and for all of you who have submitted reviews, thank you so much, because it really helps us in the podcast and going up the rankings and getting the word out to more listeners out there just like you. And each week I'll try to share a different one. So I pick them randomly. So if you leave a review, who knows, I just might end up reading yours on the air. Guys, thank you for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in His grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.